The person approaching on the towpath catches my attention. What is he doing here? As he wanders along, studying the canal boats, I wait for him to reach the point on the towpath where he will be able to see and hear me. I wave my arm in a frantic gesture to catch his attention. I don't want to move as this will disturb Rufus. Toby, what a surprise, I've never seen you here before. He stands with his hands on his hips as his dark, snappy eyes flit across the boat. This afternoon his face has a strange expression which is difficult to fathom.
Amanda, I know we met this morning, but I've been searching for you, although I did not know that you lived on a canal boat until I looked up your address in the office. Canal boats do not go in sequence, so you were difficult to locate.
Come on board, but be careful, as it is a big step to the stern. Hold on to the mooring rope as the boat can rock with passing traffic. Gingerly, he begins to step down. Rufus growls. As usual, it is low and menacing. Rufus! Stay! Toby stops halfway and eyes Rufus with apprehension. It's okay. He's just letting you know that this is his territory. Toby sidles onto the seat opposite to me on the rear stern while watching Rufus. He attempts to relax as Rufus flops over my feet once again with a sigh. For the first time, I study his face, which is solemn and anxious. That is unusual for Toby. Confident and assured is his normal style. What's up, Toby? It is a surprise visit, but you are most welcome and you can stay as the next boat is having a party this evening. Shaking his head, he chews on his bottom lip while his face remains pensive.
I have come to talk to you about a message that arrived in the office early this afternoon, although I do not regard it seriously.
He remains silent for a few moments as he stares at Rufus with an expression of discomfort. You've lost me and need to elaborate. This has happened on numerous occasions. His mind is fast thinking, and few can keep pace with him, but I need him to be succinct as I must dress for the party. My eye flicks to the clock. I still have enough time.
Sorry, Amanda. I'm a little distracted. Because it is important, I wanted to inform you personally.
Why is he here? He always texts, and if crucial, he will ring me. Something unusual must have happened. Appearing to regather his thoughts, he transfers his attention from Rufus to me. He rubs a hand across his face. Before speaking, he lets out a long, slow sigh.
This afternoon, we received an anonymous death threat directed at you